Today, June 20th, is my birthday. And on earth, we receive gifts on our birthday, but in heaven, we give gifts. And to honor that reality, for the last few years, I've had the tradition of giving gifts on my birthday. Today, I want to give you the amazing gift of unpacking and finishing my series on the Beatitudes. But I have overloaded this with so much information that you better get your pen and paper and take some incredible notes. I will be connecting the 9 Beatitudes to the 7 last words of Jesus on the cross, to the 7 sorrows of the Blessed Mother, and to the 7 petitions and the Our Father, and to show you how all of these help you conquer the 7 deadly sins. Yes, the Hebrews like numbers, and so do I. 7 is a number of perfection. And this is the perfect way for you to get to heaven right here in the scriptures, right here revealed by Jesus himself. We only need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to unpack this. This is going to be amazing. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's jump right in. Now, to quickly summarize some of the things that I've said in this series, there are these 9 Beatitudes, the last one counting as 3-in-1, 2 for the feet, speaking about our detachment from earth and getting ready for heaven, 2 for the hands, speaking about how we grab onto and the desires that we have, 2 for the eyes, talking about the 3D vision with which we can see God, and 3 for the mind, for how we completely submit ourselves to God and serve him as true disciples. The way that I'm going to count the Beatitudes today is different. Although there are 9, the last 3 I'm going to count as 1, reflecting several things. 1, the threeness of the Trinity, 3 persons, but the oneness of them in God. In the same way that they are 3 persons in 1 God, the last 3 Beatitudes are 3, but really 3 parts of 1 whole thing. So in this sense, they're the 7th one, 7a, 7b, and 7c. The first Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, representing our first detachment from earth, from earthly things. The word on the cross, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, because Jesus is giving everything to the Father, both body and even his soul. And this word will give us strength to give our things away, because what do we want? We want God's kingdom, which is why the word and the petition from the Our Father is thy kingdom come. We are asking for more than earthly things. We are surpassing and passing this desire for everything that is of earth. We want God's kingdom, and we are asking for it with much zeal. And this connects to the sorrow of the Blessed Mother of taking down from the cross, because in that moment, she lost everything. Jesus was her all, and even him she lost. So she who knows how to lose Jesus and to entrust him to the Father will always help us to overcome any earthly desires, any attachment to earthly things. Hence, it will help us to conquer the deadly sin of greed. The next Beatitude, blessed are they who mourn. Once we detach physically from earth, from our physical possessions, we need to detach from our sins. That's the other foot that attaches us to earth and keeps us from entering heaven. The word from the cross that will give us power to do this today, you will be with me in paradise. Why? What was Jesus thinking and what was happening when he said that word? That was the good thief who was mourning all his sins. Put yourself in his place. He was hanging on the cross, mourning everything that he had done, begging Jesus for mercy. He saw that it was all for nothing, that he needed to let go of his sin, and he needed to trust himself into Jesus. And Jesus gave him that promise. Now that you've let go of your sins today, you will be with me in paradise. And the sorrow of the Blessed Mother that this connects to is the crucifixion. That moment was her deepest sorrow. And letting go of sins, it will be difficult, because there are attachments in our hearts that we have to those things. It will be difficult to let go of those last final things that keep us from joining and being attached to God. So we can run to the Blessed Mother at the moment of the crucifixion and ask her to be with us in our sorrows with hers. And the petition from the Our Father is deliver us from evil, because we are trying to mourn and let go of every sin that we have, all the evil that we have carried, all the evil that we refuse to be purified from. This petition will give us strength to do that. And it will help us to conquer the deadly sin of envy. Envy is always the illusion, this illusion that what others have is better, that what I have is not enough. This keeps us and has us grabbing onto things, and we do not want to let go. But when we can conquer envy, we'll let go not only of earthly possessions, but even of our own sins. The third beatitude, blessed are the meek, that first hand that we extend out to God to allow us, to allow him to lead us to inherit the land. The petition, the word on the cross that he speaks that gives us power to do this is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why? Because this is a psalm that's telling a story. It begins with this lament, but you see how Jesus in that psalm traces through the history of salvation, traces through all the things that God has done, and it ends in victory. So you see that that is a psalm about being meek, about extending your hand out to God and allowing him to lead you, trusting that he is going to take you to the promised land. The sorrow of the Blessed Mother that this connects to is the loss of the child Jesus in the temple. Connecting to that forsakenness that she first feels, this was a moment of complete abandonment because she lost at an early point in her life the child Jesus. She did not know where God was taking her. She had to trust that even in those 3 days that she lost him, that she was going to be led to something amazing. And then where did she find him? She found him in the temple. That was a moment of victory where her trusting in God led her to the completion of God's will in her life. The petition from the cross, the petition in the Our Father that will give us the strength to do this is, thy will be done. When we extend our hand out to God, we don't want to do his will often. We are afraid of where he will lead us. And this will give us so much strength to trust in the will of the Heavenly Father, to not only place our hands out, but to say, not my will, but thy will be done. Take me where you want me to go. And this will help us to conquer the deadly sin of sloth. Sloth, at the end of the day, is a lack of zeal in wanting to do the will of the Father. The fourth beatitude, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The word of the cross will give us strength is Jesus' own, you guessed it, I thirst. Because our hunger and thirst is meant for something more. It is meant for the Eucharist. It is meant for the love of God. And so when we unite our thirst with Jesus', he gives us that thirst for the things that are real. Hence, the petition that will give us strength from the Our Father is, give us this day our daily bread. What is the daily bread that we need? None other than the Eucharist. The Blessed Mother experienced this hunger most profoundly in her sorrow of her flight into Egypt. Here is where she was purified of any earthly hunger that she had. She had no bread, no water. She had to just go to do the will of God. And the will of God, as Jesus says, was the bread that she had. This will help us conquer the deadly sin of gluttony. The fifth beatitude, blessed are the merciful. The first way that we are to see others with mercy. And the word from the cross that gives us a strength and that Jesus shows us how it is done is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He places his words in our mouth. These are the words that we should use at all times when we are wanting to forgive other people. The sorrow of the Blessed Mother that connects to this is the prophecy of Simeon, because this was a moment where Simeon prophesied to her all that Jesus would suffer, all of the people that would hurt him, all of the pain that would come to her beloved. And that was a moment that she had to learn in her body the act of forgiveness. Before it even happened, Simeon foresaw it and showed it to her, and she had to choose to forgive and take the path of mercy. And then the petition from the Our Father that will give us the strength to do this is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This will help us to conquer the deadly sin of anger. The sixth beatitude, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. The word from the cross that will assist us in doing this is, behold thy mother, because the saints have said that all those that look at the Blessed Mother cannot lust and see the purity of God. She is radiating beauty and purity, but the right kind, the kind that our eyes want to see. When we look at the Blessed Mother, she transmits to us the purity that God has given to her. She gives us the love and what we are really seeking for. The sorrow that connects us to this, that the Blessed Mother suffered, is when she meets Jesus on the way to the cross. What is the reward for blessed are the pure of heart? For they shall see God. She who was pure of heart in that moment in meeting Jesus on the way to the cross had a special glimpse into God. And we want to share in that glimpse that she had. The petition from the Our Father that will strengthen us in this is, lead us not into temptation. We can fight these battles of sins that come to us and gain purity in this way. We can also ask through that petition to not even let us go there, to remove these temptations, to lead us in another way, to lead us into the way of purity. And this will all help us to conquer the deadly sin of lust. The final three Beatitudes that are three as one. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Blessed are they when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you. These are all three increasing ways of serving God. The Beatitudes serve to do one thing, to lead us to become a martyr. The first six lay the foundation. The last three are the three levels of martyrdom that we can do. Being peacemakers, what does it really mean to be a peacemaker? It's not just to end quarrels and conflicts and war, but it is ultimately to bring people to conversion, to believe in Jesus Christ, because what truly gives us peace is faith in Jesus Christ. To be a peacemaker means to be a missionary that converts other people. So you are, in a spiritual sense, bringing peace, but you can see the persecution that will come for that. The second level of that level of martyrdom, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Not only do we convert people and bring people to Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, but we shine in our lives and examples a holiness that is so bright that the evil comes and attacks you and wants to destroy it. All those that go and get to a sufficient level of holiness are always persecuted in the world. We see this all the time. And that final level, not just converting other people, not just shining out holiness and shining out righteousness, but being persecuted falsely for the name of Jesus, this is the highest and most difficult level of martyrdom that few attain to. The word from the cross that will give us strength for this one is, it is finished. This word that is spoken from Jesus, that final moment, him completing everything, getting to the very end, will help us finish this race, will help us not just start, but continue and then complete. The sorrow that the Blessed Mother suffered, that we can unite to give us this push and this strength, is the burial. Because she had to finish her own path, her own discipleship of Jesus, even into the tomb. And there she can give us that faith that despite this seeming like the end, in fact, it's only the beginning. The word and the petition from the Our Father that will help us to do this is, hallowed be thy name. What does it mean when we say, hallowed be thy name? It's not for us to hallow his name because we already, it's not for those in heaven to hallow because they already do, but it's for those that do not yet believe, that those that do not yet believe may give praise and glory to God, that we may convert them through our sufferings and prayers and through the Holy Spirit working in us. And this will help us to conquer the deadly sin of vanity or pride, because this is the last deadly sin, the most evil one, that it's not about us being hallowed. It's not about our name being proclaimed. It's not about people thinking well of us, but us sacrificing ourselves so that people can love God. It's about God. And us not just saying that, but putting ourselves on the altar, being sacrificed as martyrs, so that people may believe and give praise and glory to God. My friends, receive this gift. These have been things that God has placed in my mind and heart for many, many years. This is a fruit of much prayer. Let the ladder of the Beatitudes take you to heaven so that you could become a martyr and a witness to Jesus Christ. I will see you in the next one.